Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Markets, 717 Clearview Parkway. Mike Detail, along with Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister. Come shop and save at Rouse's. Get USDA Grade A Sanderson Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts, only $1.97 a pound. Plus, save $2.02 per pound. Bob, the Saints' Monday night affair against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is very reminiscent of a year ago with the Chiefs, winning on defense. When you lose your star receiver in Rashid Rice, you lose Hollywood Brown. He didn't even make it to the starting gate. He got knocked out even before the season started. You lose Isaiah Pacheco. He'll be out an additional probably 7 weeks.
Rashid Rice, the quarterback, hurts him. Man.
And so Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we'll see if he gets to play in this game. To me, okay, and he is in the winter years of his career, but they're going to try to pump the football to Travis Kelce. No matter what,
yeah,
he isn't what he turns 35 years old today, okay? He's not 25 or 28 or 30. He's 35 years old. It's amazing his career and what he's been able to put up. And he's got 922 receptions, which is fourth all time for a tight end, 11,486 yards, fourth all-time for a tight end, 74 touchdowns, fifth all-time for a tight end.
Well, but he's off to a slow start,
yes,
Pat Mahomes. But he did come through last game for them against the Chargers. Now, that's how, the bottom line is that you win the game. The Chiefs can finish. The Saints can't finish. I mean, that was 17-10. That's an old-school score. But look at Kelce. He finished with 7 catches, 89 yards. They brought back Kareem Hunt. I think he might be dealing with injury too. But he ran 14 times, 69 yards in his first game back with the Chiefs. But even you look at Pat Mahomes, his 4 straight game, the 2-time MVP struggled. He was 19 for 29 for 245 yards. He had a touchdown pass. He had a pick. He was sacked 3 times. The offensive line has struggled to protect him. But they winning defensively. It might be an ugly win, Deuce, but they find a way to win to be 4-0.
That's all that matters.
Here's the thing when you talk about ugly. They don't go back to the scoreboard
right,
and say, oh, that was an ugly win.
Right.
It's a victory. And I think
and it counts the same, Deuce, like how we crushed Dallas and how we crushed Carolina.
We don't get an extra half a point.
Right.
It's just one win.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
like
one win. It's not a half. Like 1.5 win.
And you know what, as Saints fans, if we down, if we up 10-0, oh, you might get all excited. That's nothing to the Chiefs.
We've been there, done
it,
that.
It seems like it happens all the time, and it ain't over till it's over.
They have a confidence about themselves, and they've been able to close games. They've been able to come back in games. And, you know, it starts with Andy Reid, but also I think it starts with the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. And they believe that, hey, if we get him the ball, he can make something happen. And so it's going to be a tall task. But, I mean, I tell you guys, I really like this game for the Saints.
Yeah, me too.
I really
especially like the Saints with the points.
Yeah.
What is it, like 5.5?
I like the Saints winning.
Okay, I hope so. But Deuce, if you had to take one right now, you only could take one win. Damn the damn Tampa Bay game. If you could tell me we lose to the Chiefs, we beat Tampa Bay and we 3-3,
I would take that because that's a division.
Yeah. But if you can win both of them, then you got that momentum and the Who Dat Nation excited.
I think by winning Monday, it gives you some confidence.
Right.
Not to say that you don't have confidence right now, but you know who you're playing.
Yeah. Right.
You know the opponent.
The measuring stick, the world champs.
Say it again.
Yeah, the measuring stick, the world champs.
The world champs, and it's the measuring stick. And so to be able to go out and play, hey, it's one thing to play good against the Eagles. It's another thing maybe to play good against Atlanta. But to play good against Kansas City, who won it all, and now I played well against them. I beat them. that gives me a little, you know, belief. Not to say that they don't believe in themselves, right, but that gives me a little belief. And so to be able to return home and you have two games at home, man, that would be tremendous. I mean,
but you'd be 4-2 with Sean Payton coming to town.
Here's the thing for me. I look at this game. Now, injuries do play a part.
Yep.
For both teams. Both teams. We
know
that.
Chiefs been beat up too.
They're beat up as well.
Their offensive weapons.
But for the Saints, I don't know who's playing 100%. You know, you got questionable,
right.
Limited and practice and all that. But here's the thing. Can you limit the mistakes that you are making? You don't have to make the home run hit. You don't have to make the home run play. Just make the tackle. Make the tackle. I don't have to come up with the interception. I don't have to come up with the interception. I'm making a tackle because it's 3rd and 16. I'm playing off, or I'm not putting myself in a negative position where I have to kind of guess and get in trouble. I don't have to hold a guy because I felt like I was getting beat. I know I have inside presence. I'm going to tell my guard that, hey, I'm not the first option out. I am going to chip inside or out. I'm going to chip my tackle because I'm not the first option. Tight end, I've got to get involved. The Saints have to get the tight ends involved offensively. You have to be able to take some of the pressure off of Alvin Kamara.
You know, Deuce, it's so frustrating. The first four games, you know, you break it down. It used to be easier in quarters because my math, 4 times 4 is 16. Well, now we play 17 games. So I still talk about what do you do like four games, then the next four games, next four, even though we're playing 17. So Jeff Duncan wrote a good piece in this, and what we are elite at. I'm talking about elite top in the NFL and versus what how we close out games. So you look at this. To me, the pass defense is elite, but you look at when are you doing that? Can you get off the field at the end of the game, the last drive?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Saints, where are they playing right now? They've allowed only one touchdown pass. This is the modern day NFL. They've allowed only one touchdown pass, which is the NFL low, the league low, while recording 6 interceptions and making 25 pass breakups. The opposing quarterback rating is recorded is number one in the NFL. It's only 68 passer rating. Now, And that's okay. Well, who do you play? I don't know. Look at Dak Prescott, the highest paid quarterback. Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins just threw for 500 yards against Tampa Bay. They didn't even score a touchdown against us. So that's how elite. But this is it. It only frustrates you, though, the 6 holding pass interference penalties. And they all against Paulson and Debo. All 6. And the 528 yards they've allowed after catches, which is 4th most in the league. So it's like feast or famine. But we're giving up some yak. We all know what happened. They all ran into each other against the Eagles. But it's unbelievable how well the pass defense, it's like quarterbacks hate to face the Saints as far as what they've done. You don't have a high QB rating. It's not like you look Kirk Cousins smoke Tampa Bay. That ain't happening against the Saints.
He looked so comfortable against Tampa.
What?
I mean, he was able. Tampa ran man, they ran zone, and he looked just comfortable against them. And you know, they were getting the ball to different receivers. I mean, you talk about what's the tight end?
Kyle Pitts.
Oh, yeah, he caught like 7 or 8 balls. Yeah,
eight. How many did he catch against the Saints?
I don't. Did he? I don't think he caught one.
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
I mean, and so the defense, I still think, even though they've done really well, and I'm not talking about the couple of plays that, you know,
to take away the football,
I still think they can play better. And I'm not including the other 2 plays or 3 plays that you kind of had the mistakes. I still think your defense can play better.
From a pass rush standpoint, too. That has to get better.
Well, I think the pass rush can get better, but, I mean, I still think, look, this team didn't tackle well the last 2 games.
The run defense.
They didn't tackle well the last 2 games. They were in position, and didn't tackle well.
You know, Will Harris. Sometimes he's been there and he's like missed tackles.
Well, I mean,
and then the Honey Badger misses one.
He's right on the corner.
He misses one. He's not alone. Yeah, right.
He's not alone. It's a few guys.
Okay.
I mean, but like the last two games, they hadn't tackled well. Offensively, I'm not saying that I don't have the highest expectations for you like I do for the defense, but offensively, you've left yards out on the field and you left points out on the field with pre-snap penalties.
Yep.
Alignment. I mean, there should never be an alignment issue. You're a pro. There should never be an alignment issue with anybody offensively. And so holding – man, they can call holding every play on both teams.
Right.
They can call holding on every play. But for me, now I understand when you get a look maybe we aren't familiar with, that's going to happen. That's going to happen because you can only practice so many looks.
Right.
And then make
an
adjustment.
And you get tricked, or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But there have been too many free guys running free where your quarterback is getting hit. And I'm not just talking about a guy getting beat. I'm talking about where –
It's the mental bus.
That part.
Yeah, you can't have no mental bus.
Come on. I mean, because there are yards to be had for this offense where, oh, man, this player get beat, or we didn't pick up this call, or we missed the guy, and now we're a run that ends up being a 2-yard or 3-yard gain. It should have been one-on-one with the safety or out the gate completely. And so they can execute at a higher level offensively. And it's probably,
Deuce, when you say somebody got to help Alvin, I don't care.
Well, no, somebody, come on, 100%.
Yeah.
Somebody has to help. You've got to be able to alleviate some of the pressure off of Alvin.
We need Alvin in December. Come on.
You can't continue to get him 29 and 27 or 24.
He's getting beat up.
It's going to be tough.
Yep.
I mean, Jamal Williams, that's why I asked Coach Allen, and I know he might have thought, hey, Bear, that's a jerk question. Why you ask me that? I go, all I know is Jamal Williams had
– Is he on the team?
Three carries in two games. Why is he on the team?
He obviously deserves, but you've got to get him involved. And, you know, I'll be intrigued to see if they can get Kendre Miller involved. And, you know, his 21-day window opened. And, you know, if you can get him 7 to 8 touches, I think that'll help, you know, take some of the pressure off of Alvin.
You told me Wednesday it'll be sooner than later with Kendre.
No, I do believe that. I mean,
it'll be sooner than later.
I'm not in the in-depth meetings that they have, but they know that they have to be able to get him involved.
Well, if he's not sooner than later, we need to get rid of his ass. Right. I mean, come on. You have to contribute. Look where we drafted him. We count on you.
Bobby, I don't care where you draft. I mean, at this point, it's about can you contribute?
Can you contribute?
Exactly.
You know, and you know how the Saints fans, who that nation we got spoiled? If you look at, like, think about, you know, on a roller coaster, Deuce, and this is part being a Saints fan and who that nation, you know, peaks and valleys. You're on a roller coaster. You look at the Saints, their first two games, obviously both wins. They average 405.5 yards per game, 45.5 points. They're number one. It's like, what? And then in the last two outings, both losses, obviously they average 292.5 yards a game and 18 points. So you look at scoring. Now, if you look at chunk plays, we all love chunk plays. Everybody always say, oh, throw the ball all around. Now, I think we were fortunate that would be a max when we did the first two games, but I think that's not the norm the way we structured.
No.
Because you look, four plays of 39 or more yards in the first two games, you know the Saints didn't have a play longer than 29 yards against the Eagles or the Falcons. And we had four over there. Because that's why we got spoiled, dudes, the first two games.
But what do you think those safeties were going to do? They were not going to let anything over the top.
Yeah, the game plan, like Vic Fangio, it ain't his first rodeo. The Eagles, with their game planning, even Atlanta, don't let them get you behind you. You know, whether you're doing one safety deep or two safeties deep, don't let it. The Saints have those big chunk plays with Rashid Shaheed especially.
We'll be back on WWL Live from Rouse's Market, 717 Clearview Parkway. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. We also want to thank Ms. Jennifer from Rouse's Bakery, who made the number 3 cookie cake for Bobby Hebert. So, Bobby, if you don't eat it, I know Luke will take it home.
No, I'm keeping that. I mean,
you ain't gonna keep it too long.
No, I don't know.
I know where it's going.
Well, to take a picture. This is like a good, almost like birthday type cake, even though it's a cookie, for number 3. So, I can find good use for that.
Thank you, Ms. Jennifer. We appreciate it. And we'll be back with more special edition of WWL Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.